Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Get Ready News. I'm Mark Lindstedt. This is my brother David Lindstedt. And we're here to give our episode for the week on what's happening in the news and where we might find those things in the Bible. If you stay tuned with us afterwards, we'll have a live question and answer time where you can type some questions in here, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook or Rumble or Twitch, and we'll monitor those and see if we can't get the answer to you as soon as possible. Today, we're going to cover some interesting news. I thought it was, a rather different week, I should say, for the news.
Yes, it has been. Some really, really interesting things going on. Anything from the economy to protesting to just craziness around the world.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, my first slide here is actually about the economy. And it says U.S. growth slowed sharply last quarter to 1.6% pace, reflecting an economy pressured by high rates.
Yeah, I think they were expecting a whole lot better return on what was going on. But as you can see here, it's really taken a sharp turn down.
Yeah.
I know we talked about the EVs and those type of things that people are not wanting them, and they're starting to cut back on production. And I think I even read an article where Elon Musk, Tesla, was going to be laying people off also.
Yeah. Well, we see now that the EV market is not there.
No.
And a lot of what drives that is the fact that they don't perform well in the cold. They can't haul things. We sell these big braggadocious things about these new electric trucks and all the torque they're going to have. And they got 350 miles of range, but as soon as you put just a small load on them, that goes down to 100 miles. And you got to charge the truck for several hours before you can go another 100 miles.
Yeah, I saw a video of a guy waiting in line to charge his EV at a charging station in California. Yeah. And there was probably 25, 30 cars there. And it's not like, you know, I have hearing aids that I can charge.
Yeah.
And it only takes, you know, 30 minutes and I've got a complete charge for the rest of the day, where these cars take hours. You just don't put them in for 15 minutes and you're done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as we look at this, I think it also reflects our current administration is not really for the economy. I don't care what they tell you. Anytime you try and make the price of like energy, like oil and gas, higher because you just don't want to pump it yourself, or you just enjoy buying it from our enemies, but that's not going to be good for the market.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that Trump did do good for us. You know, I don't know that I'm going to sit up here and preach Trump all day long, but he did do that fantastically well, and he got the energy, us producing our own energy out of our own stockpile, and we were even producing enough we were selling energy. And I can remember back right at the end of his administration, I was only paying maybe $1.50 to $1.75 for gas, and now it's up to $3.20 a gallon here in Kansas, which is really high for Kansas. It went down for a while, but I think at that time the Biden administration was using some of our strategic reserves to try to soften the blow from that price.
Well, even his press secretary, I remember she said something about, well, gas is actually pretty good. It's lower than it was at its peak, you know, last year. And so it was like $3.30 instead of $3.32. And so I'm sorry, that's not a win.
No.
Dollars are wins, not 2 cents. Yeah. And it's just reflective of where we're at in our administration. But, you know, the Bible says that even in Revelation, that the wealth of the world, or the wealth of these wealthy men that are helping the Antichrist, is all going to be gone in an hour. Now, I don't know if it's talking about a physical hour, or if it's just saying it's such a short time that all their wealth is going to be depleted. But we see kind of the setup of this. I mean, the economy is horrible.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I recently have lost my full-time job, and I'm looking for a new one. And as much as they tell you there's all these jobs out there, it doesn't seem like that's true.
Yeah.
I apply for these jobs, and they mysteriously just disappear, and they're not really hiring. You know, I talk to a couple people, and they say, oh, yeah, we're going to be hiring somebody, but it may be a month or two down the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that there's a big play right now with this administration and big business, and I may get in trouble for saying this. I don't really care right now, but I think that people are saying, okay, we're going to hire these people, but what they're really doing is saying we're creating jobs, that we A, don't have the money to pay the salary for, that we B, never plan on hiring for, but C, can show that we're growing and we're producing jobs. I think these jobs out there, a lot of them are never planned to be filled.
They're just holding a slot in there for the government to say, look at all these jobs that are open.
Yeah, they're looking for employees left and right, but they're not hiring employees.
And I can feel that. I mean, as somebody that's looking for a job, I can feel that now.
Yeah.
There is so many jobs out there that I apply and you never hear another word.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything. It used to be that if you applied for a job, you would get someone would call you or they would send you an email or something. And it's just an abyss right now.
Yeah, it's a strange time to be looking for a job, that's for sure. But I think, like I said, this has to do exactly with this administration. And I thought this headline really caught me today. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. President Joe Biden says he's happy to debate Donald Trump. Trump says he's ready to go. But Biden says, I don't know when, but I'd be happy to.
Well, that's kind of humorous, you know. I think here in later in the show, we'll talk a little bit about it, but I've seen so many gaffes. And they call them gaffes, and we've talked about this before, and I think it's more of a abuse of the elderly. I don't think that Joe Biden is there to debate.
No.
And I feel like this is going to be a show. It's going to be all for show, and I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Well, I hate to say it, but, well, I guess I don't hate to say it. I'm going to just say the truth. His cognitive ability is not there.
No.
He's not where he can be. In fact, this video here shows exactly what I'm talking about. This is from Red Letter Media, and he's referencing a comedian here who does a pretty accurate account of what's going on with Joe Biden. And he talks about 15 times he's going to do this, but what I'm going to say is I'm going to cut it down a little bit so we can just kind of get the idea of it. But this is what he's talking about.
The great Shane Gillis made an astute observation.
Anytime Biden finishes a speech, he transforms into a Roomba.
And thanks to the brilliance of Mr. Gillis, America and the world now has a name for it.
Bidenomics, I love that sign in the background there.
Yep.
Wait, which way do I go? Oh, here we go again. Oh, no, this way. Oh. I'm going to run a little bit.
Yeah. He gets that one step run.
it's sad to see. I mean, and we get to the end of this video and it shows even more of what's going on with him.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. This is, I can see the look on the handler's face here on this next clip, and they're like, oh no, what's he doing?
And we're finally at number one, where Joe Biden attended a Veterans Day service at the Tomb of the
All places to have
soldier.
A problem at a honoring ceremony for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers.
Yeah, this is sad, and this, I'm not here to bash the guy, but this is a concern.
Yeah.
If the leader of the most powerful country in the world,
for comparison,
is not
Obama and
there.
Trump,
yeah.
never needed an
yeah.
honor guard to tell them
and,
which
and
way
I really
to
appreciate
walk.
That President Trump saluted
Joe Biden.
The soldier.
All he needed to
I don't
do
think any of them
else,
other ones did.
And walk back to his spot.
No, of course
line,
he is the commander in chief, so he should be saluting the soldier.
Should be. Should be.
Not that we should be.
Here's where it gets to hilarious.
This is
I cannot
the
believe they have to write these specific
no
of instructions on a card.
Enter
yeah.
a room and how to sit in a chair.
That's just amazing to me. That tells you that what's really going on in this administration.
I mean, do you really have to tell somebody, take your seat?
Right.
Or you enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to the participants.
You know, if you look at this card, it says, you ask Liz Shuler, president of AFL-CIO, that tells you he really has no idea who these people are.
No.
And they're giving them all the information right there.
Well, and it also shows that the questions are pre-asked.
Yep.
The answers are pre-determined. And he's just going to read a little bit off of a card. And that's That's not how our president should be reacting, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. The thing that gets me is we talked about it last week where the President Trump went into one restaurant and Biden went into another restaurant, and we saw someone shooting a video from the backside, and the one with Biden was completely scripted.
Yes.
The food was already assembled. The questions were already dealt out, what you're going to ask, what he's going to say. We're going to offer you a tip. We know you don't take tips.
Take it anyway.
Take the tip anyway, you know, blah, 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 where Trump goes in and he just wings it.
Well, and did you notice that after they left there that their administration is now suing that company for their hiring practices?
Really?
No, they're suing that gas station because they have a background check, which then says it unintentionally
creates racism,
and it's harder for the black American to get hired there. My question on every one of those posts I saw, what are the White House hiring policies? Do they have a background check?
I would think so. I would think that you would not want to hire someone with a felony to be part of the White House staff. Therefore, they're just as racist as, I think it's called Sheets.
Yeah, Sheets.
A gas company, and that was the only requirement they had is you can't have a felony. And I'm sure it may even be a certain type of felony.
I'm sure.
You know, there's a lot of people that have felonies when they were kids.
Yeah.
When they were 18 and 19, they did something stupid.
Yeah.
And those things can be expunged, but I would feel more safe knowing that the guy behind the counter is not a convicted murderer.
I'm really sorry that a private company determining how they want to hire individuals. It doesn't say you can't have black skin.
No. Nope.
It doesn't say you can't have brown skin. It nope. doesn't say you can't. It says we perform a background check for our employees. A, they handle money.
Yep.
B, they're around the public.
Yep.
C, they represent our company. How is my company going to be represented? So I think it's very important for them to think of those things. I can't tell you. I've been in some serious background checks for the employment I've had over the years.
Sure.
In fact, I did another background check for my TSA pre-approval. And, oh, wait, is that racist?
Oh, it might be.
I don't know. This is getting pretty crazy.
Well, there's a lot of insurance, too, because you're talking about being bonded. You handle so much money, you have to be bonded. You can't. It's just about business. It's not about anything but that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's another headline I saw. Iran's supreme leader tactically acknowledges that Tehran hit little in its attack on Israel.
Oh.
And this was so good. I enjoyed the fact that they had to come out and acknowledge that this big attack they did on Israel, 350 or whatever drones and missiles and cruise missiles and things of that nature, and they hit nothing, really. I mean, there were some injuries, don't get me wrong.
No.
I don't want to be like Joe Biden and say, hey, take it as a win. Nothing important was hit. But they didn't accomplish what they were hoping to do. They want to wipe Israel off the map.
Now, Israel's well defended. And between their Iron Dome and the lack of technology of Iran,
yeah,
and of course, we would say in God's hand.
In the hand of God.
Caused all these missiles, or most of these missiles, to miss their mark.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still think back to when President Bush Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Was in office, and we went into Iran because we were told they had weapons of mass destruction, and this is where the bad guys that blew up our buildings lived. And,
yeah.
and so we went in there to take them out, and the whole Muslim world was cheering for Saddam Hussein, only for us to get there in 8 days.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder how much puffing and trickery is done to make people think they really have something
to use
against Israel.
Well, the next headline here I thought was pretty funny. Iranian guy here says, Israeli weapons are toys for our children to play with. Funny thing. Now, I read that Israel hit three targets. They didn't send 300 missiles. They hit three targets. One target that they hit was an airbase. Airbase is unusable now. You can't take off any aircraft. You can't defend anything.
Right.
That's over. The next thing they hit was the air defense system for the new nuclear facility.
Wow.
So there's no air defense now for their nuclear facility. And it just goes to show you, Israel is so much more superior in its technology and wartime capabilities. And to hear them say, oh, that their toys are just for their weapons are as simple as toys for our children. Well, I would say that that might be a wrong idea, because a few weapons took out major things.
Yeah, there was
a lot of weapons took out nothing.
It's just a huge night and day difference. And we talked about this last time, about how the Israelis take other people's technology and just boost it and bolster it. And I don't think we even know what the capabilities of Israel is.
Yeah.
And I would be shocked if it wasn't something superior to what our capabilities are. They may not have the depth of military, but they have the technology and the smarts and the know-how.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And you know, like we talked last time, there was reports that they would buy our F-16s, gut up, and put their own avionics in, their own weapon systems in. It's an amazing thing to think of. But speaking of other inaccuracies, or what do I want to say, inflated ideas, and I think this is the next, let's see if we can get them panicked with this, was bird flu. 1 in 5 U.S. commercial milk samples contain traces, say the FDA, of the bird flu.
You know, I worked in the medical field for a while. I'm going to tell you, there's probably bird flu everywhere. You would be amazed at what type of bacteria. You know, I fell not too long ago out in my little tiny farm I've got. And
your menagerie.
And I fell down and I cut my arm. Well, that ended up getting infected. And I went to the doctor and they said, it's infected with stuff we've never seen before. So they gave me some shots in my hips and sent me on my way, and that solved the problem. But there is bacteria, there is viruses everywhere, and this doesn't surprise me. But what it shouldn't by now is, I feel like the press is trying to find some little thing that they can wave around that this is evil coming. You know, there's something wrong, and people don't understand that this bird flu is always around us. These diseases, these viruses and everything are constantly around us, and it depends on how much we take in and how weak our system is and whether or not this can take over.
Yeah.
So this is kind of what I would call fanning the flames to try to build up a fear of what's going on.
Sure. Well, and one of the other things I think about is, we look at Matthew chapter 24, when it talks when the disciples ask Jesus, how will we know when this time's coming? And he starts to give a list of things that'll talk about the end times. And it says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And I want to say that the Antichrist and the devil himself know the Bible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think they've got to keep this pestilence thing. I think they've got to keep the idea that there's going to be another pandemic or a plandemic in effect, so that we're not too overly concerned when we really see some of these pestilences from the end times starting to come to play here.
Now, you say that, and that's a pretty good idea. We watched that Kevin Sorbo movie where he was the second part of the Left Behind series.
Yeah.
And what they did in that movie was the government came out and said, oh, there may be another disappearance.
Mm.
And so what they were doing is they were taking and fabricating a second disappearance to make people think that it wasn't the rapture, that it was something that was planned, or they knew what was going on, or they were in the know. And I can see how that would be a benefit to them, to pretend like they know what's going on.
Yes, yeah. Well, and then the other thing I wanted to bring up about that, when I see everything that's going on with AI right now, and you know, people are thinking, well, you know, there's going to be campaign ads that show videos of people saying things that they didn't really say, and things of that nature, and they say, well, I'm not going to do these certain things because I don't want my face or my voice to be seen. Well, all they need is 12 pictures of you. Once they get 12 pictures of you, they can create your face in this AI system. And if they get a video of you at a birthday party or whatever on Facebook, now they have your voice.
Wow.
And what I'm looking at is, what if in the end times, what if when the rapture happens, they come to the people and the big news outlet comes out and says, hey, don't be afraid. Today you're going to notice there's about 10% or whatever the population is missing. We had to come to them in the middle of the night or whatever. We had to take them away because they're sick. They'll be calling you shortly. And next thing you know, there's an AI picture of me talking to my friends that are left here on Earth saying, hey, guys, I'm fine. I'm just in a facility because I have a they found out that I've got this contracted disease, and I'll be fine. And then a week goes by. Hey, I'm not doing too well, guys. Yeah. I'm going to say goodbye now. And they can make it say whatever you want. So now they think they've seen me tell them I'm okay. I'm in a facility because I got sick. I got COVID-30,001. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's a one way they could use AI in the end times.
It really wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, we look at Australia, and I think they put everybody in internment camps.
Yeah.
And everybody that had tested positive was living in a little shed in the middle of nowhere with a big fence around you.
Yep.
Where you couldn't go anywhere, and why wouldn't people believe that's a possibility again?
Yeah, well, and then who might be the spokesperson?
Oh.
I saw this headline. I had to poke a little fun at this. Dr. Anthony Fauci to testify before House COVID-19 panel for the first time since retirement. I'm sorry, it should have been impeachment.
Yeah.
He lied to the people so much. I cannot tell you how many times I heard him and Biden directly tell us, if you had the vaccine, you'll never get COVID, and you'll never pass it along, and you'll never die from it.
Exactly. We even saw Rachel Maddow get out there, and she told everybody, if you take this shot, you're going to break the chain of COVID.
Yeah.
It's not going to get past you. It's going to stop with you. And they had everybody sold on this. And in reality, that's how a vaccine really works.
Yeah.
A vaccine really does do that. The problem is you can't make a vaccine in the short amount of time that they had unless they already knew what to make a vaccine for.
You mean they were already researching this virus?
That's what would have to be done if they were going to make a vaccine this fast.
I specifically remember Dr. Fauci saying we weren't doing gain-of-function research.
Yeah. Yeah, but he said that several times. In fact, they said, oh, no, this could not have leaked out of any facility anywhere. This was found on an open market somewhere, right?
Somebody ate a bat in a market in China. I tell you what, these guys, they never fail to amuse me when we look afterwards. What about this one, TikTok? ByteDance, the owner of TikTok USA, says it has no plans to sell TikTok even after the U.S. law bans them. Well, I can tell you right now that if I go to my phone, let's see here. Oop, wrong app. Right here, TikTok, yep. Wide open, TikTok's still there. I don't see a ban. I don't think we even know how to ban TikTok. I don't think we know how to ban anything.
No. No, and, you know, the worst thing about TikTok isn't so much that the communication and the videos you can make, but it's China getting all of our information. You know, one of the things that the big fear is when they go on your phone and you get permissions, if you know, you really need to read through that.
Mm-hmm.
They can pull a lot of things. You know, one of the things that TikTok wanted to do was have access to all of my pictures.
Yes.
And I said no, because they could scan all of my pictures, pull them down in the background, and use that against me.
Well, you think that might be where they get the photos to make the fake you after your rapture to tell your family that is non-believing or your friends, I'm just in the hospital sick. I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yep. You know, all your friends, you know, and that was one of the things someone you said about Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, here you are, the government's trying to glean all this information, and here's Facebook. We gave them all the information that the government wanted to glean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we could see how many of the things that are happening now can definitely find themselves in the end times. And we could definitely see how they could be used for good and bad. I look right now at how many people use TikTok on a daily basis. And even I stroll through there to see what's going on, to see what the latest information is, and I see people doing live chats talking about the Bible, talking about doctrines, and then there's other things they're talking about too.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of banning stuff on the internet, maybe we, if we could ban TikTok, maybe we ought to learn to ban some, a few other things.
Oh yeah.
But it's an interesting thing to see them trying to curtail the place where some people want to get their information.
Yeah, they want to shut everything down. I know that there was a decision out there in a court that said that Biden's administration couldn't get in and censor people on Facebook, but yet things still seem to get censored no matter where you go. We're supposed to have free speech, and we just really don't have the free speech you think we have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people always come back and say, well, yeah, you can't yell fire in a theater. You can't do this, and I agree with that. You know, you can't deliberately go out and accuse somebody and say you're going to do them in.
Mm.
You cannot say that without repercussions to you. But at the same time, I should be able to air my own opinion.
Sure.
And be able to say anything I want. And they've taken that away.
Well, the moment that it becomes a problem is when your voicing of your opinion and your protesting inhibits people from doing their given rights.
Yes.
So if you're a protester out there on one of these college campuses and you forced a college now to go to online learning because of your violence and your foulness, that's not freedom of speech.
No.
That's imposing and taking rights away from other people to freely assemble and do the things that they need to do or business to have business. It's ridiculous. That's not freedom of speech.
Not at all. That's they're way stepping way over the line.
Yeah.
There's a way to protest and a way not to protest. And even these Stop Oil people are just crazy. Mm-hmm. You're gluing themselves to the road and throwing paint and stuff on paintings. And I think they dumped a bunch of stuff into some big fountain.
Yeah.
Very famous fountain, you know, trying to – there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And you're not bringing anybody to your side, number one.
No.
And number two, you're endangering people. You are – promoting the violence to whoever your target is by how you're doing that.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us here. We're going to cut this portion of our program. We're going to stay live on YouTube, on Facebook, on Rumble, and on Twitch. But for those of you watching us on Worldview Weekend, thank you for joining us. We'll have another episode next week. And if you want to catch us live, subscribe to our YouTube channels and subscribe to our Facebook page and to our Rumble channel and to the Twitch page if you want, and you'll see us there. Thank you.